Creamery and WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Tom Rivers. Student loan payments resuming today after a three-year hiatus that began during the pandemic. California Governor Gavin Newsom has selected LaFonza Butler to fill Dianne Feinstein's Senate seat. She stepped down from her role as head of Emily's List, which works to get abortion rights supporters elected to public office, to take the job and become the first openly LGBTQ lawmaker to represent California in the Senate. Donald Trump expected to attend the opening day of his civil fraud case in New York.
Trump is coming to attend the opening of a trial that's now going to determine what he'll have to pay in penalties for a fraud that's the judge has already decided has been committed. And the attorney general has asked for $250 million.
ABC's Aaron Katursky says the judge in the case has already said there's enough evidence to prove he and his company committed fraud by overvaluing his real estate portfolio. This is ABC News. An Amber Alert issued after a 9-year-old girl went for a bike ride in an upstate New York park and vanished. Charlotte Senna was on a bike ride with her family and friends, but decided to do a loop through the park on her own. The bike was found later abandoned. Officials say they've conducted a thorough search of the park. Tributes to Jimmy Carter as the former president turns 99.
Jimmy Carter is the longest living president in U.S. history. On this milestone birthday, a special celebration. Well wishes pouring in from around the world. And the Carter Center featured them all in a digital mosaic honoring the former president. For more than 40 years at the Carter Center, Jimmy Carter devoted himself to social and humanitarian causes, from disease advocacy to promoting democracy and human rights around the world.
ABC's Lindsay Davis. And the Nobel Prize for Medicine announced today going to Catalin Carrico and Drew Weissman for work critical to the development of COVID vaccines. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Jobert's Painting and Decorating reminds listeners, slow down and drive carefully every time you take to the road, especially near parks, playgrounds, and residential areas where youngsters will be playing. Children aren't always aware of danger, so every time you take to the roads, please use the three C's. That's caution, courtesy, and common sense. And don't forget to buckle up for safety. A message from Jobert's Painting and Decorating, family-owned since 1979. They can be reached at 715-558-2202. They're reminding you that children should be seen, not hurt.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another